reading from the book called Japa by Buri Zandas. The dedication is to, I'll read it. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami spoke sweetly of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sri Sachi Sunavastakam. The son of Mother Sachi, who, accepting the people of Bengal as his own, taught them as a father would, please chant the Hare Krishna mantra a fixed number of times. When will he again walk on the pathway of my eyes? I dedicate this book, Japa, to Srila Prabhupada, who, accepting all the people of the world as his own, and taught them as a father would, saying, please chant the Hare Krishna mantra a fixed number of times. When will Srila Prabhupada again walk on the pathway of my eyes? Introduction. Even after 40 years of practice, I have often found chanting quality japa difficult because of my wild and uncontrolled mind. Yet over the years, I have noticed that certain principles, in this book I have referred to them as keys, have been effective in helping me increase the quality of my chanting, regardless of the level of my chanting at any given moment. In presenting these principles here in this small book, I pray that Krishna's holy name, as well as the servants of his holy name, will be pleased. How this book came to be written. Years ago, as I was chanting japa and walking around Vrindavan, I began to consider how to improve my chanting. What would it take for me to become a more enthusiastic chanter? I realized that I needed to become more aware of the potency of chanting Krishna's names. I also took a serious look at the many obstacles I would have to overcome to be able to chant steadily in a way that would push me towards spiritual advancement. I still find myself repeating today the thought I had in those years ago, I must chant Krishna's holy name attentively. But whenever I attempt to be more attentive, I was forced to realize my incapacity. Humbled, I continued to chant and began to pray for the mercy of Krishna's holy name. I am a teacher by nature, and I learn best what I teach. So I decided to also try to help others improve their chanting. In the mood of both seeking to learn and to teach others, I began to study Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sacred and powerful words, the Shikastakam. What I found there amazed me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already completed the research and arranged the curriculum. The Shikastakam was already organized according to the principles I'd somehow come to consider. Studying further, I discovered that in his Harinam Chintamani, and especially in his Bhajan Rahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had also described the necessary details and practical clues to assist me and others to better their chanting. I have mined 9 jewels from these sources and fashioned them into the keys I now present at Japa retreats. This book is an expansion on those ideas. I've extracted all 9 keys from the first 4 verses of the Shikshastakam. These keys can help a chanter unlock the treasures of Krishna's holy names. Which key each person will find most useful will depend on the quality of japa he or she is chanting at the moment. In my own chanting, I have noticed that the key I most need to emphasize at the beginning of a chanting session may differ from the key I find most relevant after I have been chanting for some time. In other words, the immediate quality of one's chanting will dictate which key should be applied. Levels of chanting. In his Bhajan Rahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur broadly describes the stages of Krishna conscious advancement, paralleling those listed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhaktivinoda Sindhu. Verse 1, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, Shraddha, faith. Verse 2, Nam Nam Makari Bahuda Niva Sarva Shakti, the acceptance and performance of Krishna conscious practices, which cause unwanted desires and habits to be removed from the heart, anatta navritti. Verse 3, trinadapi sunichena tororapi sahisnuna, nishta, fixedness in devotion to Krishna. Verse 4, nadanam najanam nasundarim, ruchi, taste in chanting Krishna's holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers these verses both as descriptions and prescriptions. That is, by chanting Krishna's holy names or following the guidelines indicated in each verse, especially as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expanded on them in Bhajan Rahasya, our love for Krishna will develop progressively through stages, from Shraddha to Ruchi and upward to Ashakti, attachment, Bhava, and Prema Bhakti, stages described in the Shikshastakam's final verses. The quality of one stage. But it is not that as we pass, for example, through the initial stage, Shraddha, faith, to Bhajan Kriya, devotional practice under the Guru's guidance, and Anartha Navritti and onward, that we are done with faith. Rather, the quality of advancement mentioned in one stage is included and intensified in the next. For example, Bhajana Kriya and Anartha Navritti naturally deepen faith, Shraddha, because as we clear anartas, we feel the heart being cleansed by the holy name. Similarly, Nishta brings an even deeper faith and a cleaner heart than the previous stages. And as the heart is cleansed, the holy name tastes sweeter and our longing to chant it increases. This longing and taste defines ruchi. But at ruchi, it is natural to experience a further loosening of our unwanted tendencies, anatta navritti, and an ever-increasing faith, Shraddha, in Krishna's names. The glorious qualities that characterize each stage continue to increase as we progress. It is clear that the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna's dearmost devotees, who stand supreme at the highest level of prema, have unequaled faith, Shraddha, purity of heart, Bhajana Kriya and Anartha Navritti, fixedness in their devotion, Nishta, and taste, Ruchi, attachment, Ashakti, and love, Prema. And they express their Prema both towards Krishna himself and the act of singing about him, which includes chanting his holy names. Indeed, the Braja Gopis fully exhibit the qualities of all the stages in the madness of the Prema they experience in their ecstatic distress as they search for Krishna when he disappears from among them during the rasa dance. At that time, at the pinnacle of their ecstasy, they too take shelter of the holy name. Quote, singing loudly of Krishna, they searched for him throughout the Vrindavan forest like a band of mad women. They even asked the trees about him, who was the supersoul, is present inside and outside of all created things, just like the sky. Bhagavatam 10:34. All the gopis, including Radharani, began to proceed further into the forest until they could no longer see the moonlight. When they saw that it was getting gradually darker, they stopped. Their minds and intelligence became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, and they imitated the activities of Krishna and his speeches. Due to their hearts and souls being completely given to Krishna, they began to chant his glories, completely forgetting their family interests. In this way, all the gopis assembled together on the bank of the Jamuna, and expecting that Krishna must return to them, they simply engaged in the chanting of the glories of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is quoted from the Krishna book, pages 234 through 235, the 2006 edition. When Srimati Radharani first saw Krishna, she suddenly became conscious of all transcendental happiness, and the functions of her different limbs were stunned. When Lalita, her constant companion, whispered into her ear the holy name of Krishna, Radharani immediately opened her eyes wide. This is an instance of alertness caused by hearing the sound of Krishna's names from the Nectar of Devotion, page 259. In the same Krishna Kanamrita, there is another statement about the chanting of Radharani. It is said by one of the associates of Radharani, "O Lord Govinda, the girl who is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu is now shedding tears, and she is anxiously chanting your holy name, Krishna, Krishna," from the Nectar Devotion, page 138. Two more quotations in this section. The ladies of Braja, who were so attached to Krishna, felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. They forgot all shame and loudly cried out, "O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava," Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-31. And the final quotation in this section. While describing the autumn rasa dance, Parasara Muni says in the Vishnu Purana, "Krishna Saras Chandramasam Kamudi Kamudakaram Jago Gopiganas Tway Kam Krishna Nama Puna Pana." Krishna sang about the autumn moon and its light upon the lotus ponds, while the gopis simply sang Krishna's name over and over again. Rasagayam jago Krishna yavat tarayata dvani sadu Krishneti Krishneti tavata dvigunam jagu. While Krishna sang a rasa dance song in a resonant voice, the gopis congratulated him and redoubled their chanting of Krishna, Krishna. Bhagavatamrita from the commentary. At all stages of advancement, from the highest to the lowest, most beginning stage, devotees chant Krishna's holy names and sing about his qualities and pastimes. Quote, "O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge," from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse and offers chanters further encouragement. It is understood, quote, "It is understood that in this scripture, bhakti is described. Among the angas of bhakti, which is defined as the chief one, standing out like an emperor exerting power everywhere." This verse answers that question, which is described as the chief one. Amongst the angas of bhakti, hearing, chanting, and remembering are the three chiefs. Amongst these three, chanting is the chief. In chanting, however, there is chanting of the Lord's name, chanting of his qualities, and chanting of his pastimes. Amongst these, anukirtana, chanting of his name according to one's bhakti, is best. Anukirtana also means continuous chanting. This is not only my conclusion, this has been concluded near Nritam by the previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need for further inquiry or proof. Confidently following this conclusion, Srila Prabhupada asserts, "This is the advantage of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One may be put in any condition, but God gives him the prerogative to chant Hare Krishna. In any condition of life, if one goes on chanting, you will never be unhappy," from the Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavatam 3:15-49. He also told many of his disciples at the time of their initiation, "Now chant Hare Krishna and be happy." To Aditi Dasi in 1970, he wrote, "Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mantra always and be happy." And to Ladini Dasi, also in 1970, he wrote, "So please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That is my desire." Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murari Viramita Niladharma Dhyana Pujari Yatnam Katam Api Sakridatam Muktidam Praninam Yat Paramam Amritam Ekam Livanam Bhushanam Me. All glories to the all blissful holy name of Krishna. which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When somehow or other uttered, even once to it by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. He is my very life and my only treasure. From Brihad Bhagavatamrita 119. Along with this book, I have included a separate japa booklet containing 16 of my photographs of Braja. I hope that these photos, along with the simple prayers I've composed to accompany them, will help you increase the depth of your meditation on Krishna's holy name. I would like to thank those who have devotedly offered their skills in the fire of producing this book. Thank you, Kaishori Dasi, for helping with conceptualizing, editing, and production. Suman Shankar, Kopinath Prasad Das, Hare Krishna Das, and Tala Vital for layout and design. Yoran Shagal for cover design and photo layout. Linda Hodgkinson for proofreading, and Braj Bihari Das for working with the printer. My thanks also to the VIHE for both hosting Japa retreats and allowing me to participate in them, along with my companion and friend, His Holiness Satchinandana Swami. By the grace of the holy name and his servants, if this small book and its 9 keys helps to improve even one reader's chanting, and that chanter becomes happy by the grace of Krishna's names, I will consider my effort in writing this book a success. Hare Krishna.